Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go to Galatians, please, the third chapter, Galatians 3. We've been on a subject here for a few weeks now. We're calling redeem from the curse of the law. Our text has been Galatians 3 and verse 7. He said, "Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham." Is that you? Are you a faith person?
Yes.
You can't be a believer without being a faith person. Who ever heard of a believer who didn't believe? Right? If you believe on the Lord Jesus, if you have received Him, you had to do it by faith. By faith. And so no such thing as being born again without faith. We're saved by grace through faith. And so he said, they that are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Now this is very important. We've said it more than once. But I want to hear if I can detect in your voice whether you believe it or not. Are you not a real child of Abraham?
Yes.
If you believe the Bible, and he's going to say it, another two or three times just in the next five or six verses. So it must be really important.
Yes.
Say it out loud, I am
a child of Abraham,
through faith in Jesus Christ. The scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen, that's what you used to be, through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. Now here, the message about the blessing is called the gospel. And you really haven't fully preached the gospel if you don't talk about the blessing. What Abraham heard that the Bible calls the gospel included blessing. And in verse 9, so then, they which be of faith, is that you? No, it's talking about the same you. Are blessed. Are what?
Blessed.
Blessed with who? With faithful Abraham. Say it out loud, I'm a child of Abraham. And I'm blessed.
And I'm blessed.
With Abraham.
With Abraham.
Hallelujah.
I'm blessed with him. Are you blessed?
Yes.
We live in a world that many, many, many people in this country and all over the world, they have come to think that they're so intelligent with their little education that they don't believe in spiritual things anymore. They only believe in science and what you can see through a telescope or under a microscope or, well, you know, that's really ridiculous. How about your mind? Mm-hmm. Not your brain, your mind. Mm-hmm. When's the last time you saw it? Can you put your hand on it?
No.
Well, then it doesn't exist.
No.
According to these folks. No, that's ridiculous to say because you can't see it and you can't touch it, it doesn't exist. The Word tells us every material thing you see was made out of material you can't see. Sometimes people say, you know, God created the worlds out of nothing. That's not what the scripture said. He didn't make it out of nothing. He made it out of things you can't see. Material you can't see. And the concept of curse and blessing is regarded by many people today as foolish, ignorant superstition to think that someone could be cursed. Or, if you believe that, you just about have to believe that you couldn't be blessed either. And that boils down to not believing in God or the devil or heaven or hell. On and on. If you hadn't seen it, if you can't see it with a telescope or a microscope. But just because you don't believe something doesn't make it go away.
Right.
Truth is truth. People have coined a phrase nowadays, my truth and your truth. That's a despicable term. Truth is not relative. It's either true or it's not. And it's true whether you believe it or not. It's true. And if it's not true, even if you believe it's true, it's still not true. That's also known as deception. When you believe something's true, but it's not. So, I mean, the reason I'm saying this, if you don't believe in blessing and cursing, then there's no reason for you to get excited about being a child of Abraham or being blessed. People talk about things as blessings, you know, money or things or car, but those things are not the blessing. The curse is something you can't see. It's spiritual, but it produces effects. The blessing is something you can't see, but it's spiritual, and it produces effects.
Amen.
I believe in the great Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, who is spirit, that you can't see. I'm fully confident that there's another dimension called spirit that is undetectable to the physical realm. Even a lot of scientists and those that study physics now, they believe in dimensions and realms. They believe it's been demonstrated with math. Multiple dimensions that cannot be seen or detected. Even amongst those that are unbelievers. Why? If it's true, it's true. If it's real, it works. So, keep reading. They which be of faith are blessed. Somebody say blessed.
Blessed.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
With Abraham. Faithful Abraham. He goes on to say in verse 13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Now, if you don't believe there is any such thing as a curse, then this verse means nothing to you. It means something to us, though, doesn't it?
Amen.
We've been redeemed from the curse of the law. He did it through substitution and redemption. He took our place and was made a curse for us. For it's written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. One of the greatest evidences, if you'll be honest about it, of God's existence is the accuracy of the detailed predictions in this book. It is astounding, the things that were portrayed centuries and more before it happened, and exactly how it would take place. How could anybody know these things? It had to be somebody who is sitting in and above time, who can see the end from the beginning. Oh, come on, can you see? That's none of us, right? And if you, if people will be honest, it's all here. It's all here. And Romans says it's in creation. God's eternal power, even the Godhead, is revealed in mountains and oceans and sky and flowers and trees, even in their fallen state. We have no record or experience of anything, anywhere that ever created itself. So why would we believe that all of creation just spontaneously created itself From what? Who created itself if it didn't exist before that? How can you create yourself if you don't exist to create yourself? Now you're laughing. These things are taught as facts in our schools and universities. They are unproven theories. Not that we have no experience of anything in any generation, any past generation, any present, anything that ever spontaneously created itself. Thank God. We got a book that tells us what happened and how it happened. And if you believe the first couple of verses in this book, you won't get stuck on the rest of it. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Anybody here believe that besides me? Eh? In the beginning, what happened? You say, well, there's a big bang. There might have been a big bang when God created. I don't know. But I know it didn't spring into existence out of nothing and by itself. Nothing ever has. Nothing ever will. It's just not how it works. There's a lot could be said about that, but we want to talk about being blessed. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it's written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. That, he did that to free us from the curse and not just stop there, and so that the blessing of Abraham would come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Skip down to verse 26. Verse 26, for you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither bond nor free. There's neither male nor female. For you're all one in Christ Jesus. And if you be Christ, are you? Who?
Yes.
Then you are what?
Abraham.
In case you had forgotten it 4 verses ago. You're what?
Abraham's
seed. And what else?
Heirs.
Heirs according to the promise, which is another way of saying you get the blessing.
Yes.
You're blessed with Him. You get the blessing. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me